Okay, so I just wanted to spend a moment reflecting together on a topic that we had not really touched on from the sixth perek. We moved through it quickly to get to the Keser Torah, to the crown of Torah, but it's a very important topic, and it's in honor of Isaac Kantowitz and his bar mitzvah, and that has to do with the Keser Kahuna. The Brisa notes that the Kahuna, it's a very interesting formulation, the Kahuna is niknes, acquired with 24 different kinyanim. It's an interesting number because there are 24 matanos of the kahuna. There are 24 different gifts that the kohen is entitled to. So why would you say 24 kinyanim? And maybe the Brisa is making the point that each one of the matanos kahuna, each one of the gifts that the kohen receives, is really a reward for having developed the right qualities, the right characteristics that we associate with being a Kohen. Being a Kohen is often thought about in terms of the Beis HaMikdash, but the more important concept involved with being a Kohen is very succinctly stated by the Pasuk in the Navi Malachi, Ki sifse Kohen yishmeru das v'tora yivakshu mipiu ki malach Hashem tzavakos hu. That a Kohen is a role model, a Kohen sets an example, a Kohen is somebody who is able to teach people the right thing to do and the right and the safe and proper way to behave. And indeed, for that reason, you know, as we find in this week's parsha, there's a notion of birkas kohanim. The Rashbam explains it's not that the kohanim are blessing the Jewish people. Only Hashem can really bless the Jewish people. But the kohanim are praying on behalf of the Jewish people that Hashem should bless them. Why is their prayer important? Well, their prayer is perhaps additionally meaningful because it reflects a deep sense of righteousness. And so being a Kohen isn't just about your father being a Kohen. It certainly takes that. But what it really is about is spending many, many years cultivating one's personality. As again, the Pasuk says, Ki sifse Kohen yishmeru das v'tor yivak shmipiyu ki malach Hashem tzvakos hu. The Gemara comments, if he's like an angel of God, then you seek Torah from him. And if he's not, if he hasn't refined himself to that point, then it is best not to seek Torah from him. And so, as I mentioned, especially now that we have Jeffrey with us, and many of us had the opportunity to share in Isaac's beautiful simcha, and it really was not diminished in any sense, not one iota, by the Zoom. In my book, I actually think it was maybe the optimal way of celebrating, as I mentioned at the time, only substance and no glitz, to get really down to the point of it all. Isaac, you know, became bar mitzvah, and he didn't only become obligated in mitzvos, but now all of the mitzvos that he has that are pertinent to kahuna become relevant at a Torah level. And our bracha, I think, communally to Isaac is that he'll be the Kohen, not just in the genealogical sense, but as I just mentioned a second ago, Ki sifse Kohen yishmeru das v'tori yivakshu mipiu ki malach Hashem tzvakos hu. That he'll reflect, as his mother spoke to so meaningfully on Sunday, character, he'll reflect values, reflect a certain idea of fidelity and keeping faith with important values that have been learned from previous generations. And so in that spirit, it's always extremely meaningful to celebrate a bar mitzvah, to welcome somebody new into the community of responsibility. But I think it's especially meaningful for us at this time. We've had so much loss in our community. We've had difficulty in our community. We continue to be in the middle of a pandemic, even though perhaps we don't feel it as acutely as we did a few weeks ago. But we know that that too, unfortunately, can change, and our vigilance can never wane. And so the opportunity to mark this simcha now and to celebrate the role of the Kohen and the emergence of a new Kohen in our community, I think is a very significant moment for all of us, and let nobody be befooled. If I could quote such a beautiful line that Rebbetzin Shevi Yudin of Fairlawn said on Sunday, "Do not be confused," she said. "There is only a, quote, Zoom machine between us." I really like that way of referring to a computer. It's a Zoom machine. And I think that's very much the way that we feel. So Jeffrey, we trust you'll convey these sentiments to Rachel, and of course to Isaac, the opportunity to address directly on Sunday. But it's not just the bar mitzvah isn't a one-day thing. It's a new reality. We welcome Isaac with open arms into our community. We need young people. We need responsible young people. We realize that the future will be made by these young people who learn the lessons of today and carry them forward to create a society out of the wake of what it is that we're going through right now that's predicated on the values that you and Rachel have tried very hard these many years to instill, and I know you'll continue to work to instill. Kisif sekoin yishmeru das v'tor yavakshu mipihu ki malach Hashem tzivakoshu.